So what a season it was for Llandudno. Getting ready to do another one now. I'm joined by Mark Williams. Mark, you got a nice little shiny trophy from the league, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Obviously made it to get that award at the end of the season. And you know, now it's about kicking on and hopefully repeating what Llandudno did last year. You know, it will be a tough task, I think, the second time round. And hopefully, on a personal note, I can, you know, perform the same as last year and, you know, help Llandudno to achieve that.
Many an interview's been done about last season, but we can't leave it there. That was one heck of a roller coaster ride.
It was, you know, personally, it was, you know, fantastic to be involved in. all the lads enjoyed it. And, you know, going to different places away from home and, you know, pulling off great results. And, you know, the journeys back were great. And, it will be a season that we'll certainly remember. You know, we have got a great team spirit at Llandudno. To then go to be able to take that into Europa and go out to Sweden, you know, which we learned a lot, you know, and we thoroughly enjoyed. And when you've gone out there and been a part of that, you want it again. So I think the lads are hungry to try and achieve it again because, you know, we want to go, you know, to the likes of Gothenburg and, you know, all these other places in Europe and, you know, we're excited for it.
Where's the most exotic place you went, Haverford West or Gothenburg?
Well, I didn't see much of Haverford West. We've seen quite a bit of Gothenburg, so I'm going to have to say Gothenburg, yeah.
£10 a pint, I hear.
It was very expensive in Sweden. That's why we take people like Craig Hogg, the assistant manager. He likes to get the round in. He got the first round in, so I wouldn't like to see his bill, that's for sure.
You mentioned a lot about Europe giving you a taste for wanting it again. There must have been some stages during the season, the domestic season, where you were having experiences that you wanted again. At what point did you realise this was not a survival season, this was a possible challenge season?
I think we got to November, December, and I think we went on a run of, you know, we'd gone on a run of being undefeated in five or six games, and then I think we lost to Carmarthen at home, and then we went on another run of five or six games without losing, and we started realising then, you know, we'd almost played everyone. And we weren't losing football matches, and we had gone to Port Talbot and got 4-1, and Aberystwyth, I think it was 4-1, and Airbus 2-0. And, you know, when you're winning football matches, confidence just got higher. And I think we realised then that, you know, we're going to finish in the top six here. There's a big chance of, you know, being in the playoffs at the end of the year. And, you know, I think the lads just started believing in themselves more, and the results showed that.
And did you feel at any stage that was going to slip?
You never know. You always have, I think, a moment of the season where you do start losing football matches. And, you know, once you get out of that winning habit, you can, you know, lose a few matches and, you know, performances do dip. Whereas I think once the turn of the year came, the closer we got to getting into Europe, you know, the lads, we kind of wanted it more than ever. We wanted to create history for Llandudno, and, you know, I think the results showed that. To go to Connors Quay, we were 2-1 down, 20 minutes to play, and, you know, we ended up winning 3-2. And, you know, to watch the celebrations, how the team, you know, reacted to getting that result. The same happened away at Airbus. I think we were we went 2-1 down, and then we won that one 4-3. And yeah, they were very tight games, but we seemed to always be on the end of a, you know, of winning the game in the end. And then Newtown, I think, was the point we knew we had pretty much done it, when Lewis Buckley scored to make it 3-2 again. And I think that celebration, I mean, that's the picture of the season four in terms of Llandudno's season. And to watch the way, you know, the players reacted, the players on the bench, the management staff and everyone in that one photo, I think that summed up of how we all felt that season had gone for us.
And you've brought a few fans to the league as well, haven't you? Good old turnouts at Llandudno.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, when you do look around the attendances, they aren't the highest. And it is something, I think, you know, for the Welsh Premier is improving all the time. And, you know, it showed that with the likes of Connors Quay getting through a couple of rounds, TNS. You know, I'm sure TNS could go and play their football in the conference and, you know, if not higher, and, you know, get some good results. So, you know, in terms of if the fan base can get a little bit higher, and, you know, the Welsh Prem is getting more exposure now. you know, like you said, with Clandidno, I think the first game we got 800 fans watching against Aberystwyth, and you know, them fans do follow us everywhere. I mean, we came here, Newtown, and you know, they're so loud, and it is almost like a little, they're just enjoying the roller coaster as much as us. And you know, for some of them to go travelling out to Sweden, you know, they really enjoyed that, and I think that for them, it's, they're living the dream as well, and you know, that's fantastic, not only for the league, but you know, for a small town like Clandidno as well.
This season though, all those teams that you caused trouble to last season, they know you now, they've found you out, haven't they?
Yeah, it's one of them now where they know how we play as a team. You know, from a personal note, I did think towards the end of the season it got difficult playing against certain teams. They knew how we set up. You know, I'd have a man behind me and a man in front from my point of view. So, you know, I've gone away and, you know, the last couple of months, it's, you know, I've got to now know what to do for next year, how to, you know, be that threat I was in the early parts of the season. So, you know, even at, you know, 27 and 28 next week, I'm still learning, which is brilliant. And, you know, and the team are as well. You know we can't just rely on, you know, passing it round. We've got to have a plan B, a plan C. And, you know, we're excited for that. But like you said, I do think it will be more difficult this year because we're not that element of surprise anymore. People do know how we play. They do know our players more. And that's what I mean with the exposure, the fact that it's on Scorer every Monday, the games are on, each manager and players can see who they're up against. So it is going to be more difficult, but I think we're aware of that. And you know, I think we're just more excited to try and emulate what we did do last year.
You mentioned there what you feel you need to do next season. What are the personal goals for you? Golden Boot? Are you after the Golden Boot next season?
I've never really looked at trying to win a Golden Boot in my career. I don't think I'm that type of striker. You know, being a number 10, I think the goals last year, it was great to score so many goals. And, you know, when I win the award and all the goals were being shown, you know, that's always nice. I mean, I've always prided myself in, you know, linking the play up and assisting goals. I've always taken that as just as important. But if I can do both like I did last year, you know, then you are going to be there or thereabouts for things like the Player of the Year. Then you're going to be a big part of the team. So for me, if I continue working hard, it would be nice to score goals. Don't get me wrong, if I'm not scoring goals, then, you know, I will get frustrated. So I do want to score goals. In terms of the Golden Boot, I do think there's strikers in the league that, you know, are out and out goal scorers where they're in the box, you know, 9 times out of 10. Sometimes I play a little bit deeper to, you know, we are a passing side and I drop into midfield. I mean, if I win the, I did want it at the end of last year. It was something I watched very closely, and between me and Tony, and then obviously Venners came through and got it. So it is, I mean, to win a Golden Boot at this level in the Welsh Prem would be amazing, but whether that's my game, I'm not quite sure. Who knows?
Well, you can always hope. Next season, like every season, there are changes in the club. People go, people come. Of the people that have come, give us some names we should watch out for and what you're thinking on them.
Well, John Owens obviously arrived from Rhyl. He had a good season last year. You know, there's a couple of times I think he scored a brace against TNS. And, you know, when you do watch his goals from last year, you can tell he's a threat. You could see that against Gothenburg in the home game. You know, he's a big, strong lad, and you know, he was turning them players and running at them and causing problems. So I think that type of play, in terms of, it can create space for other players, which is brilliant. You know, he can take a couple of men away, and you know, the other players who like to, you know, pick up pockets and things. So I think he'll be a great addition for us. We've got Nathan Peat, centre half, who has looked really, really good in pre-season. I think he's come from Grassford, so you know, he is making a step up. But sometimes it's that type of player who, you know, wants to play in the Welsh Prem and has got a point to prove. You know, that they're the good finds, and certainly so far, I think he's looked really assured in pre-season. Obviously, Reedy's left. I think by all accounts, he played for Bangor yesterday. So, you know, that's one out where, you know, he's a strong player for us, and you know, on his day, he scores goals. So it'd be interesting whether the gaffer does do anything else in terms of bringing anyone else in. But I do think we are one of them teams where we we know our 11 or 13, and then we've got, you know, youngsters coming through as well, which is great, because if you can do that at any club, you know, we've got Sean McCaffrey on the bench, a couple of young Tranmere lads in, you know, that's great to have youngsters, you know, getting a taste of it and being a part of it as well.
It must be an interesting pre-season for you, because obviously in the middle of that you had Europa League and you had sort of friendlies to prepare you for the Europa League, then you had the Europa League yourself. Has it been a bit bitty, and you sort of played quite a lot of games together, you know, the legs worn out?
It is a tough one. It's the first time, obviously, I've had to do something like this where, you know, you're finished. So you're naturally shut down, and then you go again. And then we finished. We've had another 2 weeks off, and now we're going again. So, like you said, it is a bit bitty in the way that you almost want the season to start now, because we've just had another couple of weeks off. You think, well, we do need a couple of more games. So it is... I understand the point. I don't think it's ideal. It is tough, and you know, only the season will tell whether we've had enough rest in the way, because 3 weeks isn't, you know, it's a long season, and you know, thankfully it is only 32 games, because I think, you know, obviously in the English system you're playing 46 games on the cup games, that does take its toll. So it will be interesting to see where we're at come Christmas. Can we push on then? Because obviously last year we've seen how difficult the top six was, and we like them results of 3-2s and 4-3s, that's grinding results out, and if we haven't got the legs or we're not physically right, you know, that becomes difficult. So it'll be interesting where we are in terms of our fitness. Obviously we had a friendly yesterday, and you know, I do think we are slightly off it at the minute. That was the first game. We had Mould after Gothenburg, then we've had a week, you know, 10 days off or so. So we've got another couple of games before we play real. Hopefully by then we're ready to go and, you know, fresh. I think that's the key word. We've got to be fresh for the season like we were last year.
And you mentioned your first fixture there. It is against Real. Obviously, John Owen, very handy person to have around. He might already given you some tips, surely.
Yeah, well, obviously he's come from Real and he knows them really well, but... I don't think he's got many tips in the way of how they're going to play or personnel, because they've changed a lot. You know, obviously, as a football fan myself, you do watch what's going on in other clubs, and you know some of the players have gone to watch pre-season friendlies, names. You know, they've done well against FC United. They played Wrexham, and you know, by all accounts, did really well. And they've got a friendly today against Liverpool. So I think Niall's having a good pre-season with Real, so it'll be very interesting to see, you know, where they're at. I think they've brought in a lot of youngsters, so it's going to be important that we are fresh on that Sunday. So, yeah, we're excited for it, like I said. At the minute, we don't know too much about Real, so it'll be just we'll see on the day.
And, of course, we were all shocked how well Llandudno did last season, and now we're thinking... Are Cardiff Met the new Llandudno, or Kevin Druids the new Llandudno? What do you make of the two teams that are coming up?
Personally, I don't know enough about them. I've seen Cardiff Met against TNS. I think it was 5-2. And watching it on the day, I think Cardiff Met beat Connors Key to get that. Did they beat Connors Key? Yeah. Is it Connors Key? So that shows they've got something. And, you know, you could see on the day that, you know, they're a good side. So it'll be interesting how they fare now. In the league, same as Kevin Druids, you know, that they've made it in the league, whether they finish second or what, to finish second in the Cymru Alliance, they've done great to do that. So it'll be interesting who they've added to strengthen their team and how they'll do in the season, because it is a tough season and you play a lot of different types of teams and with different styles of play. I mean, you know, TNS are completely different to Connors Key. Connors Key, different to Llandudno, and then you might have to go on a away trip to Port Talbot. So it is different, and it does test, you know, every different type of style. You know, sometimes I remember playing in Carmarthen on the mud bath it was, and you know, the likes of football that we play at Maes D, we couldn't do that, and we had to, you know, pull our sleeves up. We had to hook balls on. We had to maybe make different runs to what you would when you're playing on the 3G. So. You know, that would be my advice to them. Be aware to the different tests and make sure you know you've got them different plans to be able to deal with it, really.